Thank you for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. The role of teachers and school leaders have completely changed due to the pandemic, and the unprecedented nature of the situation means that there is no set direction for educators to follow. Cheryl Fernando is the country director of Global School Leaders, which is a non-profit focused on providing leadership training and coaching for school principals. Cheryl, good evening. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. Could you begin by sharing what you've observed as some of the burdens that have been placed on teachers and principals in dealing with this COVID-19 crisis?
I think from what I've seen, the biggest burden on teachers and school leaders is now is people expect them to carry on teaching as usual. A lot of people think that it's still business as usual, so they're asking teachers, like, why don't we have, like, this amount of online classroom, online classes, or why don't we have, like, all the things that used to happen before the crisis or before the pandemic? But I think people fail to see that this is a different time. You know, things are changing, and teachers cannot carry on teaching as usual. So I think the biggest burden that we are placing is to expect business or teaching to go on as usual when it's not.
Cheryl, is that because parents are thinking about the curriculum, finishing what is necessary to, you know, for the kids to then be prepared for exams, and that, you know, if you fall back on any of these things, the kids are going to be at a disadvantage? What exactly lies at the foundations of the anxieties that you noted?
Yeah, I think because we are so rooted in the system of examination, and the whole reason, like, we want the kids to go to school is, like, so that they can pass the examinations and get this amount of A's. But now when the ministry removed UPSR and PT3, I think the parents are a bit anxious, and they are like, okay, so will my students learn if there's no exam? But then actually, if you think about it, the whole idea of learning is not to learn for an exam. It's actually to gain knowledge, right? So I think it's a bit of a mindset shift that parents need to go through, but it will take time because we're so used to the system that prepares us for exams. Mm.
And how have teachers been dealing with this, Cheryl? How have teachers been dealing with this expectation that teaching should carry on as usual, despite that, you know, the whole world is dealing with this pandemic?
Yeah, I think for starters, we've seen a lot of teachers becoming very creative now. They're using lots of online methods. They're really trying their best. But in the work that we do, we always remind teachers to know their locus of control, how much they can do, which are the areas that they can impact, and what they cannot do. Because teachers, like the rest of us, are also staying at home. They have their children, you know, they have all these other things that are happening in the house. It's really tough to, like, conduct an online class for their students. So they really need to know how much they can do. But at the same time, also remember that they really need to help their students get some sort of learning going on during this pandemic.
Cheryl, I don't mean to sound ageist, but is there a generational issue when it comes to teachers? My mother's a teacher, you know, and I'm over 50. But, I mean, not everybody switches over to online, you know, platforms with great ease. I mean, I can't get into TikTok, and I'm finding that difficult. Is there a generational issue for teachers?
So it's very interesting. So when we first started our training program with school leaders, the school leaders that we work with are all easily 20 to 30 years older than us coaches. And initially, we found it really a struggle to get them to learn technology. But during this pandemic, because they have no other choice, everyone's got it. Like, somehow we have all our school leaders on Google Meet. They're all using Google Classroom. So I guess in times of desperation, everyone suddenly learns how to use it because you have no other choice. So sometimes we can hear, you know, things going on in the background, their children coming in to help them use it. But I would say, like, we're really quite impressed with our school leaders and how well they have taken on to this technology. So I don't think age is an issue.
Do you think that, Cheryl, this is going to continue after, you know, the lockdowns are eased, not just here in Malaysia, but around the world? Do you think that perhaps we might continue this, since it's clear that teachers and students and maybe even parents are able to adapt to the changing classroom?
Yeah, I think we don't get many opportunities for education reform like this, because we talk a lot about wanting to adapt to e-learning and wanting to get people on board with e-learning. But because we are so bogged down by the traditional system before this, So we never really had an opportunity to do this, and an opportunity for reform doesn't always present itself. So I'm really hoping, like, post-COVID, this will be the new narrative for education. It will be more people getting on board with online tools and, you know, looking at different ways that they can do it, and even looking at the curriculum to trim down what is not important and, you know, really focusing on learning to gain knowledge and not in preparation for exams. It's an exciting time, actually.
Your excitement is infectious, Cheryl. I wonder, though, you know, for people who are kind of in your zone, who are thinking about reform and change, this might be an exciting time. But surely there are many teachers for whom change is actually difficult. It's tiring. It's scary. Mm-hmm. What is the reality out there in terms of you know, teachers and their openness to change?
I think so. When we talked to a lot of teachers about changing and how chalk and talk, the method of teaching doesn't work anymore, we need to engage students. Many were very reluctant, only because they are very bounded by the syllabus and the curriculum and all of that. But now, because suddenly, you know, schools are closed and all of that don't exist anymore, so they are more open to exploring different ways. We even saw some of our school leaders setting up Instagram accounts so they can talk to their students.
Wow.
And these are school leaders who are like 40s and 50s, but they're doing all of this. They're even like taking videos of themselves exercising to show their students and things like that. So it's really very encouraging, I think, to see. I think it will take time, definitely, but at least we're slowly starting to see some changes.
Okay, Cheryl, we're going to have you stay on the line with us. We're going to take a quick break and continue this conversation with Cheryl in just a few minutes. So stay tuned to Consider This.